Hello and welcome to Sunday Night Jam Sessions. This is Venus, and I'm like way stupid excited to play Noisettes and Arctic Monkeys because I've been super excited for like as long as I've known these albums are coming out. I'm just excited. So I'm gonna be playing Noisettes and Arctic Monkeys, but I'm also gonna be playing another song by Madcon, which is actually hella old. It's from like 2007. But for some reason, I'm just feeling this song lately, and I don't know what it is with me in England, because, man, their soulful music that's coming out is just, it's really tight. And even though this is old, it's really indicative of what they've been putting out, you know, along the lines of, like, Adelaide and Amy Winehouse or whatever. But it's guys, and that's what I like about it. So the song is Begging by Madcon, and that's the first one. I just really like that song, and I hope you really like that song. So, next, I want to actually have a little talk about the new Noisettes album. It's called Wild Young Hearts, and as you already know, I totally love Shingai Shoniwa's voice. I think she has one of the most amazing voices ever, actually, in like the biggest range that's current. But I feel like they've totally strayed from their punk rock roots, and this album is like so pop. And almost to the point where I'm like, what happened? Like, I know you guys wanted to make money, but wow. That's not to say I'm disappointed with the album. It's just, and I'm not saying that I wanted more of the same, but they were known for their black punk rock. Like, come on now. But with that said, I am going to play two songs, 24 Hours and Never Forget You. And I'll get to Never Forget You in a second, but 24 Hours is a pretty good song. It's about a one-night stand, actually. So it's from Wild Young Hearts, 24 Hours, The Noisettes. I do still like that song, and I hope you like that song. The next song I'm going to be playing is Never Forget You. It's also by The Noisettes from Wild Young Hearts, and I heard an acoustic version of this song. I saw them on Isle of Wight, actually. They performed in England on TV, and it was really good. I mean, their acoustics are amazing still to this day. I've seen them live, and it's like, they are incredibly talented, and they don't need all the fanfare, which is why I think I'm annoyed that this is kind of like a pop album, because they don't need all of that. Like, they're amazing by themselves. But I still like the song, even with all the fanfare, and I'm going to post a video, that video that I saw of this song, acoustic version, and it just shows off all of their talents individually. The song is called Never Forget You.
Watch you drinking rum or whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I got your message by the way. I'm calling in sick today.
Two or three songs from the Humbug album from Arctic Monkeys, and I will publicly say I think I'm just totally in love with Alex Turner, because it's like it doesn't matter what music is going on in the background, and he plays guitar, which I think is just absolutely amazing, but he's like one of the most poignant lyricists I've heard ever, and I can get past a whole lot of noise in the background, because sometimes Arctic Monkeys totally rock out and it's kind of annoying. But other times their music is just right on point. But no matter what's going on, he can say things in a way that just are, you're just like, right, like, I feel you. And that's this whole album. And I have a huge feeling from listening to this album. I think he broke up with his girlfriend who, I can't remember who she was or is. She's like some actress in England. But that's kind of the feel I get from this album, is he's just working through that. And that's cool. I still like it. It's a great album, and you have to get it. It's Humbug, Arctic Monkeys, and I am totally in love with his voice, because he has, like, the just smoothest accent ever. And I just had to say that publicly. So, the first song that I'm going to be playing is the first song on the album, and it is called My Propeller. Thank you. So the next song that I want to play from the Humbug album is, I believe this is their first single, I'm pretty sure. It's called Crying Lightning, and if you can, try to listen to the words of the song, or Google them, or whatever. But, yeah, I like this one a lot. He's, like, trying not to fall into her game, but he does it anyway. And the game is called Crying Lightning. Enjoy Arctic Monkeys.
Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I haven't been called cold before. As you bit into your strawberry lace, then offered no attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and out of that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate ice cream on a rainy afternoon.
Crying lightning.
so I do not have time for another song. But I do hope you enjoyed the Noisettes and Arctic Monkeys. That just means that I'll have to play more of their albums on the next few shows or whenever I feel like it. If you have any questions, you can always shoot me an email at bayareavenus@gmail.com or hit me on MySpace or on Blogger at sundaynightjamsessions.blogspot.com. And until next week, this is Venus, and I'm always keeping music free. Peace.